여러분 안녕하십니까? 지금부터 중학교 2학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 4회를 시작하겠습니다. 모든 문제는 한 번씩만 들려드리니 잘 듣고 지시에 따라 물음에 답하시기 바랍니다. 이제 시작하겠습니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자가 그린 그림을 고르시오.
Wow, there are a lot of pictures here.
We are having a picture exhibition. Look at that picture. That's the picture I painted.
What picture is it? Is it the picture of a statue in the middle of a garden?
No, I mean the picture of a Korean national flag flying on a pole on the top of a building.
2번, 대화를 듣고 남자의 장래 희망으로 적절한 것을 고르시오.
These days there are a lot of jobless people.
That's right. So I'm really worried about my future.
What do you want to be?
I want to teach math to students, but I don't think it's easy. How about you?
I want to be a train driver. I think the job is secure, and I want to travel all around the country.
Sounds great.
3번, 대화를 듣고 남자의 심정으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르시오.
How are you doing, John? You look sporty today. Are you going skiing?
Yes, I am. I'm going skiing tomorrow. I have borrowed skis from David.
Is this your first time?
Yes. Is there anything I should know before going skiing?
Well, you'll probably fall down a lot, but don't worry about it. You'll learn to ski quickly because you are good at sports.
Thank you. I can't wait to go skiing.
4번, 대화를 듣고 남자가 가장 좋아하는 색깔을 고르시오.
I love spring. All plants begin to bloom into beautiful flowers.
What's your favorite flower?
I love roses. I like their strong red color. It's my favorite color. Do you like spring?
Yes, but I like fall better than spring. I like the yellow and red leaves of trees.
What's your favorite color?
I like yellow, but I like red more than yellow, just like you.
5번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 설명인지 고르시오.
Accidents always happen in our lives. Electricity makes our lives very comfortable, but it is always dangerous. If you push something into a socket, you will be shocked and go to the hospital. When you use sharp knives and scissors, you should be careful. If children play with them, they might be cut by them. You should always be careful when you do something. Accidents happen when you are not careful.
6번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소를 고르시오.
Are you taking any medicine?
No, I am not.
Then do you take vitamins?
Oh, yes. I take multivitamins every morning.
Oh, I see. It will take 30 minutes to fill your prescription.
Okay. I'll go have a cup of coffee. Is there a coffee shop near here?
Yes, there's a nice coffee shop across from the bank.
Thank you. I'll be back in 30 minutes.
7번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
What's the matter?
I just can't sleep.
How long have you had this problem?
For about 2 weeks now.
Do you drink coffee?
No, I don't drink any coffee.
Do you have a headache?
Yes, sometimes.
Can you lift up your shirt? Let me check your heartbeat.
28번 대화를 듣고 여자가 전화를 건 목적을 고르시오.
헬로.
Hello, may I speak to Bob? This is Kathy speaking.
Hello, Kathy. This is Bob. What's up?
Tomorrow is Teacher's Day. Let's visit Miss Song.
Oh, I was planning to do so. Let's meet in front of the school.
No, she isn't at school. She is in hospital with a broken arm.
Really? How awful. Is she okay?
Yes, she'll get out of hospital next week. Let's meet at the hospital.
Okay, see you there.
9번 대화를 듣고 여자가 찾고자 하는 책이 누구에 관한 것인지 고르시오.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Kathy. What are you doing here?
I'm looking for a book about a great explorer. I need to give a presentation next week.
Use one of these computers to search for books about explorers. I'll show you how it works.
I like Robert E. Peary very much. He is the person I've been looking for. Can you show me how to look for a book about him?
Sure, I'd love to. It's easy using the library's computer system.
10번 다음을 듣고 무엇에 관한 안내 방송인지 고르시오.
May I have your attention, please? Tomorrow there will be a math competition in room 501. The competition will start at 4 o'clock after class. The things you have to bring with you for the exam are black and red felt pens and correction tapes. The students who have already applied for it should show up on time. We hope you do well on the exam.
11번 대화를 듣고 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Kim, do you know anything about the new English teacher?
Yes, I do. My Canadian friend Paul Hong sent me an email on November 16th. The mail arrived late at night, so I could open it the next morning.
What did he say about him?
He wrote about his age, nationality, and his major.
Where is the new English teacher from?
He's from Canada. It's been 1 year since he graduated from university. He is looking for a job as an English teacher in Korea. He is in his early 20s.
12번 대화를 듣고 상품이 배달되는 시각을 고르시오.
That's one of the best-selling products this year.
Okay, I will take it. Can you deliver it to my home? How much do you charge for shipping?
If you live in Seoul, the delivery is free.
Good. How soon can it be delivered?
It will be delivered by 2 p.m. tomorrow.
Can you make it earlier? Is it possible in the morning?
Okay. I will have it delivered by 11 a.m. tomorrow.
13번 대화를 듣고 여자가 스테이크와 함께 주문한 음식을 고르시오.
Are you ready to order now?
Well, steak, please.
How would you like your steak, ma'am?
Well done, please.
And do you want soup or salad with that?
What is your soup today?
We have chicken soup today.
I'll have it.
Would you like something to drink?
I'd like a glass of wine, please.
14번 대화를 듣고 호텔에 있는 시설이 아닌 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me, is the swimming pool still open?
Yes, but it closes at 9. You have only 30 minutes left.
Oh no, where can I work out then?
There's a fitness center on the 5th floor.
Great. And is there a gift shop in the hotel?
Yes, take the elevator to the 1st floor.
One more thing, please. Is there a cash machine?
Yes, it's next to the gift shop.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
15번 대화를 듣고 남자가 결혼 기념일에 항상 하는 일을 고르시오.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Sure, go ahead.
What's your favorite day of the year?
It's May 1st.
Why do you like that day the most?
Well, I got married that day.
Do you do anything special then?
I always make reservations at a nice restaurant for a nice dinner with my wife.
That sounds nice.
One. Could you print this document?
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Two. I don't know why I'm tired.
You'd better go see a doctor.
Three. Do you like Korean food?
No, I've never been there.
Four. Give my love to your parents.
Sure, I will.
Five. My friend sent me a thank you card and some CDs.
Oh, you must be very happy.
17번 대화를 듣고 남자가 화가 난 이유를 고르시오.
What happened to you and Jack?
I don't want to see him anymore.
I thought you were good friends.
Yes, we were. But he never pays back the money he borrows from me. That makes me crazy.
Why don't you tell him about it frankly?
It's too late. I won't lend him any money from now on. He isn't my friend anymore.
18번 대화를 듣고 내용과 가장 관련 있는 속담을 고르시오.
What is your wish this year?
I really want a good score in math. I'm not good at math.
How long do you spend studying math?
I spend about an hour a day studying math.
That's not enough. You should study at least 2 hours every day.
That much? I have many other things to do.
19번과 20번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 이어질 여자의 응답으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르시오. 19번
Let's go out for dinner.
I don't want to go out for dinner.
Aren't you hungry?
I just want to stay home and have some fruit and salad for dinner.
Is that all?
I want to lose some weight.
You don't look like you need to lose weight.
20번
You look sick today.
This cold is killing me.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Achoo!
Don't sneeze in my direction. I don't want to catch a cold.
Okay, I'll keep my distance.
Did you go to see a doctor?
Yes, but the medicine doesn't work well. Oh, I feel dizzy. I'm afraid I can't work anymore today.
수고하셨습니다. 이상으로 중학교 2학년 영어 듣기 능력 평가 4회를 모두 마칩니다.